to get to the point to be able to play in the first place, I kind of had to feel like I was able to do those things and in a clear state of mind and confident in where I am health-wise, and I was. I mean, that's my game. When I'm playing my best, I'm joining and I'm trying to make offense out of defense and at the same time playing responsible. And I thought I did that in ways tonight. And I kind of alluded. First period was tough, trying to shake some rust off, kind of stepped on a puck there. I mean, it is how it goes sometimes. You know, when you're not rusty, sometimes you can get bad bounces. But second and third, I thought I kind of came together and started playing my my brand of hockey. I was playing with Morrissey tonight, which is always good. He's a great defenseman, so he makes my life easy. So overall, the first game back, I was just thrilled to be out there.
Getting through yesterday's long practice, did you feel after that that you did a good job?
I think it was still up in the air. I think it was based on how morning skate went today, how things went yesterday afternoon, and kind of put me in a position this morning to kind of decide my own fate. I felt like I was ready to go. And then, when I got out there, I thought second and third, I kind of let my, my brain, my skills, let it all take over, and I was able to play what I thought was good hockey, and I'll continue to grow in that. But just what a win in itself to be back out there, and with these guys, we're a family, and I miss these guys a heck of a lot when I'm out. So to be back tonight and try and pull the rope, unfortunate loss, but encouraging effort there at the end. We never said die, and nobody quit, so we could take away from that.
Charlie, how does it help make that decision when they put it in your hands? Because you're probably listening to so many different people, but yeah. When they put it in your hands, how does that help?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's my decision, really. Like, if I'm cleared to play and I've made it through concussion protocol, then it's really in my hands. And, there's not one person that can tell me, hey, you're good to go. It's not really how the brain works. You can't really x-ray it and say, hey, you're good to go. But in speaking with doctors and the trainers, the doctor I trust, after some discussion with them,